With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting just outside of San Francisco today, President Biden reiterated his desire to keep the lines of communication open with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
In the months ahead, we're going to continue to preserve and pursue high-level diplomacy at the PRC in both directions to keep the lines of communication open, including between President Xi and me. He and I agreed that each one of us could pick up the phone, call directly, and we'd be heard immediately.
On another topic, Mr. Biden also said the Israel war in Gaza will stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel's in a tough position with Hamas hiding leaders and fighters inside Gaza's biggest hospital.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that to sustain themselves. But again, this means they have an added burden here because it is a hospital, because there are real patients and real doctors and real nurses that have nothing to do with this fight that need to be protected as much as possible.
President Biden has announced another batch of judicial nominations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his push to diversify federal judgeships, the president announced five new nominees, including the first Muslim American on any circuit court. Another judicial nominee is Service Employees International Union General Counsel Nicole Berner. If confirmed by the Senate, Berner would be the first openly LGBTQ judge on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president also nominated judges who would serve in Indiana and Oregon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 163 points, the Nasdaq rose 9, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board allows prayer.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board and during her allotted comment time tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by board chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four Christians who are arrested for their faith have been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities warned the four not to practice their faith anymore, an injunction the believers say they will not obey. The vast majority of Vietnamese are pagans or non-religious, and the communist government is officially atheist. The country officially guarantees religious freedom, but in practice, Christians are regularly persecuted. This is SRN News. Consumer spending has dropped after six straight months of gains. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Americans cut back on retail spending in October, though the decline was partly due to falling prices for both gasoline and cars. The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped 0.1% last month after increasing nearly 1% in September. The October decline was smaller than analysts expected. Excluding sales of autos, gas, building materials, and restaurant meals, the so-called control group of sales, which is used to calculate economic growth, rose 0.2%. Economists forecast retail sales will slow in the final 3 months of the year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Wall Street liked what it heard. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 163 points today. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.